If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been getting impatient because I am calling an audible. Walked up to the line. I've seen the defense. Even though the casting call that I put together isn't up online because of, well, it's not really important, but it isn't. But we will send you to Get Cast with Greg. And I will also tell you that the list of the casting directors, you just need to go to their social media pages and see what they have, because it's really slow right now. It's going to pick up. It's starting to pick up. But there are jobs in front of the camera. I promise you tomorrow I will have a full-blown, ready to send you to immediately.
Full-blown.
Casting call. But I don't do this lightly. Make this change. Because I have somebody that I'd like to bring on. What have we been talking about this morning? All morning long, what have we been talking about? We just got through talking about a little bit with Megan. The Olympics.
The Olympics?
The Olympics, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to talk the Olympics and you have the opportunity, you talk to an Olympian. I surprised you with this woman on her birthday. Now, do you know who I'm talking about? I have her back right now.
Really?
She has been quite busy. She is a fan of Sam and Greg. She loves the station. She loves us. She loves you, more importantly. But she wanted to join us and talk about not just what's going on over in France, but what's near and dear to her, too. So would you welcome, with a big round of applause, even though it's just one person, three-time Olympic gold medalist, Gail Devers, and friend of the show.
Wow,
Sam?
Man. All right, now.
Called my girl and brought her back.
You know.
Sam, how you
doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
Oh, I'm just getting back in town, and then I'm leaving back out again. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, she is. So I've been reaching out to her for a little bit, and she hit me back, and I was like, we got to get Gail on. I don't want to take a chance to even try tomorrow.
Yeah.
So listen.
Oh, no.
Before we get to, and thank you. I mean, this is.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is the time when she is pulled in 18 different directions. People want to talk to an Olympian, right?
Yeah. What you going to ask about? Can I ask about the boat?
You can ask her whatever you want to ask. Go ahead, Sam. Ask her, did she watch anything last night?
Yeah. What'd you think about the boat?
I did.
What'd you think about the boat?
Looking, I was like, the waves were kind of moving around, and it was raining, so I was like, okay, I'm going to leave my opinion on that. It was nice, though.
You're being nice. She's being nice.
I was like, but me, now, personally, I've never even gone to an opening ceremony. I never participated in opening ceremonies, because back then, we ran the day after. So there was no way I was going to stand, you know, and I was texting back and forth with Maria, too. They had been on the boat for a long time sitting. I'm like, oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
So they changed the order because now track comes last. You know,
yes.
I mean, did that kind of change here in Atlanta?
I'm not sure when it changed. I just know, I mean, there's been several changes. Like, we used to run four rounds. They run three rounds now also in the event. So that's a difference, too. And you can, you know, you'll see when the 100 meters start, they'll run one round and then they come back the next day for the semifinals and the finals. Whereas we ran two and two, no matter who you were. There are some people that will run early. I'm not sure. I can't remember if it's not called a preliminary. Yeah, I think it's called preliminary. And if they make the standard, then they can move on. You know, and that, I think that's more so because there are some countries that don't have to actually make the qualifying standard. They get to send someone, you know, as a representative anyway in each event. So
The epitome of what is known as a world-class athlete. This is Gail Devers joining us right now. Gold medal from the 92 Olympics in Barcelona and the 100. Two gold medals in the 96 Olympics here in Atlanta, the 100 meters and the 4x100 relay. And a litany of other gold medals from the World Championships, Indoor Championships, World Championships. So, you know, her resume is beyond reproach.
I mean, she got people texting me saying, I'm Cheryl is listening. Hello, Cheryl.
Says, hello, Cheryl.
Oh, I love that you guys are interviewing Gail Devers this morning. So they were getting...
Yeah. Again, so Gail's joining us here. Listen, right as we get ready for the Olympics here. Now I maybe forget my question. I was going to ask
about Sha'Carri. You going to ask about Sha'Carri?
No, I wasn't going to. I was actually thinking about her last night on that boat. She needed to button that thing up a couple more because I thought something was going to happen.
No,
I thought we had a she knows what I'm talking about. I thought it was a Janet Jackson situation about to happen. Did you think that, Gail?
I thought she was, hey, she said I'm sexy and she can do what she wants to do, you know.
All right, listen, let's get back to the Olympics because I really want to make sure that she has a chance to talk about this because, Gail, obviously this is near and dear to your heart. In 1990, you were diagnosed with Graves' disease, and not only an Olympian being pulled in different directions to talk about that, but also people want to talk about how you are a part of that community and what you're doing for Graves' disease.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for that. This is actually Graves' Disease Awareness Month, and people know about my Graves' disease story. I share also the link that if you have it, pay attention to your eyes, because for 30 years after I was diagnosed, you know, I've been dealing with eye issues, not driving at nighttime, and it comes back that I was diagnosed with thyroid eye disease. And, you know, no, I say it with the Graves' disease and everything else. No one should go through what I went through. We're trying to get to that finish line first and be a sprinter. And the only way we're going to do that is to pay attention to your health and not ignore or let other people ignore what you know is right. So that's, you know, that's what I've been doing. But, you know, it's the Olympic Games now. I am a true Olympic fan. I like all events. I like all sports. And I, you know, I'm glad that it's starting today. I've got it taped, you know, so when I'm not at home, I can, like, go back and look at it. Back in the day, it was TiVo. Now, you know, you could just put it on with your phone or whatever. So I am that one that will be up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning because I want to watch it live or whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited that, you know, we're getting started today. I know Simone's starting and the men in gymnastics, waiting for Ledecky to see what she's going to do. You know, everybody keeps talking about, well, there's some young kids. Okay, you never, ever underestimate the oldies but goodies. So those have been there before, know how to get it done. So I'm waiting and excited for that. And then definitely, you know, track and field, that's my sport. So, you know, there's a lot of predictions out there, and I can't make predictions. I like to wait until the events actually start and then see how the athletes run their rounds, because to me that's an indicator of where they are. You know, I watched at the trials, and we've got some great stories and of these athletes and young athletes. It's kind of crazy because you watch the our Olympic trials and those that, you know, everybody has their favorites or whatever, but those that you thought may make it, some of them, they're not on the team, you know, they're at home or they made it on the relay. I think we're coming back on that relay. We're about to take it back because we've got some great, four, five and six athletes that, you know, whether they didn't make it in the individual race, they're sitting there waiting. Like, I know Christian Coleman is going to be eager to get out on that track. And I think we may bring the goal back on that. That will be one prediction I make. But other than that, I would love to see what happens. There's in the 200, you know, we've got Gabby, we've got Mackenzie Long, who everybody kind of knows her story by now. And she won NC. She won what I call the Triple Crown. She won the 100, the 200, and then she was also part of their gold medal 4x1. And you know, she lost her mom earlier this year. And so she's just, she's got that it factor, in my opinion. And I think, you know, she didn't make it in the 100, and people are like, oh my gosh, she didn't make it in the 100. But things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think her not making it in the 100, I don't know what she thinks her better event is, and I don't actually even care at this point. I think when she gets out there, that 200, she's going to call on something else, that extra, like they say, you can't give more than 100%, so she's going to give 100% and a little oomph, and I think that's going to take her over. I think I hope to see her medal in that event. I think that's a great event for her. And then, you know, everybody's waiting to see. It's been 28 years. Are we going to bring the gold medal back in the 100 meters? If you look at the 100 meters for women, we have sent a great team to Paris. And it's crazy because they swept the coach for Sha'Carri. Sha'Carri's coach is Dennis Mitchell. His crew, they swept. I mean, they first, second, and third came from Dennis Mitchell as a coach. So we got T.T. Terry, you got Melissa Jefferson, you got Sha'Carri. And so it's awesome. And then if you watch what they've run, but now there's going to be competition. Nothing's going to be a giveaway. You know, yeah. They're going to have to fight for what they want, because you've got Julian Alford, who's been running very well. And then, you know, like you say, you got the oldies but goodies in the 100 meters. and then I say that because, you know, you can't count out. You may want to, and we want that gold medal to come back. And I know that the team that we sent is great, and they're capable of getting it done. And so that's the, you know, put on your red, white, and blue and sit there and wait for that time so that, you know, we can give all the positive energy, whether you're in Paris or wherever you are. Send that energy to them. I always say you do feel that, because you feel like you're taking it with you.
Okay, all right, yeah. Gail.
Yes,
we love you, but you got to take a breath, because we got questions for you. And if you keep going, it's going to be like a college course here. So hang on, let everybody know. Take a little. Okay, this is Gail Devers. This is why she's a champion, right? She's not let nobody get over on her, right? She just keep going and great information.
Absolutely,
great information.
Absolutely, we get it from the source.
But I got a bunch of questions here, and I want to get them in. And I know you do too, Sam. Did you?
You do. Go ahead.
All right. Well, this is what I want to know. First of all, first a statement, because she said earlier that she didn't participate in any of the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, because you had to compete then.
And I understand that. I just kind of feel bad, because there was some cool Alona, that dude shooting the arrow and lighting the cauldron. Oh, yeah. That was great.
You weren't there for Ali?
And Ali, that's what I'm saying.
I was watching it from my room. I saw it. See. And I felt like I was there. And for me, it gets me, when it comes time for me to run, I like all this energy that you hear from me, I channel it to just right there. It's my solitude, and I've got to get ready. I don't want to be on my feet 6-7 hours, because that's basically that's what it is. If you commit to going to the opening ceremony, you're going to be on your feet. And if you run within the next couple days, it's a lot. Like you saw last night, they talked about Simone was not there. Why? Because she's got to get up and compete this morning.
You know,
and that's a lot. No matter if there's a chair for you or not, it's still just being out in that energy. And you get a lot of energy from being opening, closing ceremonies, and just the whole thing about being at the games. And so you don't want that to take away or distract. And, you know, people used to ask me, they're like, but you didn't go, you didn't do this. And I said, okay, let me put it to you this way. People watch the opening ceremonies because it's entertaining. I want to be the entertainment.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right. So here's my other question.
Here's my other question.
Think back to when you walked either in the Olympic Village or on the track, Barcelona and Atlanta. Tell us when it was that it hit you that here I am. And what was that? What did you say to yourself? And where were If you can remember Barcelona, let's start there. Or if you want to start in Atlanta.
Okay, so Barcelona, it was getting off the plane and knowing. And then when we went to our first practice, or I don't know if it was the first practice, but one of the practices, it was on Montjuic Mountain, which is like really high. And you look now, this is interesting, though, but when you look down, it was a graveyard, because I remember going up to where...
Yeah, I heard about that.
Barcelona. Going up to where the swimmers were diving. I was like, oh, boy. You know, and so it does hit you that, for me, in Barcelona, it was like, I can't believe I'm here based off of all that I've just gone through. 18 months ago, I was crawling on my hands, you know, hoping that I'd walk again, and now here I am. And you make the best of it. In Barcelona, I actually stayed on a boat, on a ship. It was docked, trust me. Okay. I'm not trying to be out in the water.
Yeah.
But it was going and knowing that this is my opportunity. And because I even remember, even after I won the gold medal in the 100 meters, I walked off the ship and I came back and asked the captain to put my medal somewhere. And I walked back on saying, this is my only opportunity now, that I'm just getting here again for the hurdles. And so I think, you know, it's a reflection of all that you've gone through. In Atlanta, for me, I didn't live here at that time, but I came here and I said, this is home turf. I don't care if I wasn't born or raised here, this is home turf. And, you know, it was just the idea that you get to compete on home soil, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in 2028, it's going to be awesome for the U.S. athletes, because there's nothing like what we feel like is home field advantage. Any other time, you're taking that, you're taking the world. That's what I'm saying. Bring that energy, send that energy, because as an athlete, across the water. Back then, it was harder for other people to come with you. Now, you know, you hear people, you know, Simone has 17 people with her, and that support, she's going to rally off that support, but also those that she knows is cheering for her, and you kind of call on that kind of energy to help you get through.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic, folks. Folks, we're getting it from the source this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we really and truly are. And, Gail, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Before I let you go, and I know it bugs you because it bugs me, it's Olympics, and folks in this country sit up and notice track. We had a great event over at Morehouse. I saw you over there. It was fantastic. Can we keep that? And I understand that Michael Johnson is attempting to launch some. Talk about the future of that in the States and your hopes for that.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's been my hope and prayer since 1902 when I felt like I was born. So, you know, you want to have, you don't want to have to always go across the water to have great competition. Because if you look, even at the trials, we've got the top fastest here, right here in the States. I mean, I'll talk about the women's 100-meter hurdles. That's going to be a fantastic race. But the top, fourth and fifth place at the trials, for the women's 100-meter hurdles, would have made the final. But because we can only bring three, they're not going to be there. They're going to be watching. So we need to have more events like that. And I, you know, hands down to Paul Doyle and Edwin, who put that meet on there. And then I've been talking with Michael Johnson, and we're supposed to meet up hopefully when I get over to Paris. And if not, when I get back to the States. And I want to be involved in that and keep having these events. You know, Atlanta Track Club put on a meet earlier, like a week before that meet. The Adidas, it was the street racing.
Yeah, over in the park.
We've got to keep doing that. You know, Atlanta Track Club is making big strides, and they're going out of their way to not just, you know, they're not just distance. You know, we're also sprinters and hurdlers and jumpers. And so we're trying to put a lot of events on there. The goal is to build a facility. You know, if we can build a facility here, we can keep having those great meets. And I would love for the Olympic trials. I know everybody loves Oregon. I love Oregon too, because that's track town USA, but I live right here. And I saw what Atlanta did at the Olympic Games. Despite people talking about, oh, it's going to be this way, it's going to be that way, it was great. And I didn't live here, so it wasn't I'm rah-rahing because I live here. No, but I saw what we can do. And I think with the new people that are coming in, like you said, Michael Johnson's league, it's fantastic, and that's what these athletes want.
Gail, we're up against it. Listen, we don't do this for anybody, but if you're she got more gold medals than Bill Russell. So we're going to mess the schedule up. We're going to mess the schedule up, but we got to go, Gail.
Hey, so Barcelona, it was getting off the plane and knowing, and then when we went to our first practice, or I don't know if it was the first practice, but one of the practices, it was on Montjuic Mountain, which is, like, really high. And you look now, this is interesting, though, but when you look down, it was a graveyard, because I remember going up to where...
Yeah, I heard about that.
Barcelona. Going up to where the swimmers were diving. I was like, oh, boy. You know, and so it does hit you that, for me, in Barcelona, it was like, I can't believe I'm here based off of all that I've just gone through. 18 months ago, I was crawling on my hands, you know, hoping that I'd walk again, and now here I am. And you make the best of it. In Barcelona, I actually stayed on a boat, on a ship. It was docked, trust me. Okay. I'm not trying to be out in the water.
Yeah.
But it was going and knowing that this is my opportunity. And because I even remember, even after I won the gold medal in the 100 meters, I walked off the ship and I came back. And asked the captain to put my medal somewhere, and I walked back on saying, this is my only opportunity now, that I'm just getting here again for the hurdles. And so I think, you know, it's a reflection of all that you've gone through. In Atlanta, for me, I didn't live here at that time, but I came here and I said, this is home turf. I don't care if I wasn't born or raised here, this is home turf. And you know, it was just the idea that you get to compete on home soil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in 2028, it's going to be awesome for the U.S. athletes, because there's nothing like what we feel like is home field advantage any other time, you're taking that, you're taking the world. That's what I'm saying. Bring that energy, send that energy, because as an athlete, across the water, back then it was harder for other people to come with you. Now, you know, you hear people, you know, Simone has 17 people with her, and that support, she's going to rally off that support, but also those that she knows is cheering for her, and you kind of call on that kind of energy to help you get through.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic, folks. Folks, we're getting it from the source this morning. I mean, we really and truly are. And, Gail, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Before I let you go, and I know it bugs you because it bugs me, it's Olympics, and folks in this country sit up and notice track. We had a great event over at Morehouse. I saw you over there. It was fantastic. Can we keep that? And I understand that Michael Johnson is attempting to launch some. Talk about the future of that in the States and your hopes for that.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's been my hope and prayer since 1902 when I felt like I was born. So, you know, you want to have, you don't want to have to always go across the water to have great competition. Because if you look even at the trials, we've got the top fastest here, right here in the States. I mean, I'll talk about the women's 100-meter hurdles. That's going to be a fantastic race. But the top, fourth and fifth place at the trials, for the women's 100-meter hurdles, would have made the final. But because we can only bring three, they're not going to be there. They're going to be watching. So we need to have more events like that. And I, you know, hands down to Paul Doyle and Edwin, who put that meet on there. And then I've been talking with Michael Johnson, and we're supposed to meet up hopefully when I get over to Paris. And if not, when I get back to the States. And I want to be involved in that and keep having these events. You know, Atlanta Track Club put on a meet earlier, like a week before that meet. The Adidas, it was the street racing.
Yeah, over in the park.
We've got to keep doing that. You know, Atlanta Track Club is making big strides, and they're going out of their way to not just, you know, they're not just distance. You know, we're also sprinters and hurdlers and jumpers. And so we're trying to put a lot of events on there. The goal is to build a facility. You know, if we can build a facility here, we can keep having those great meets. And I would love, honestly, I would love for the Olympic trials. I know everybody loves Oregon. I love Oregon, too, because that's track town USA. But I live right here. And I saw what Atlanta did at the Olympic Games. Despite people talking about, oh, it's going to be this way, it's going to be that way, it was great. And I didn't live here, so it wasn't I'm rah-rahing because I live here. No, but I saw what we can do. And I think with the new people that are coming in, like you said, Michael Johnson's league, it's fantastic, and that's what these athletes want.
Gail, we're up against it. Listen, we don't do this for anybody, but if you're she got more gold medals than Bill Russell. So we're going to mess the schedule up. We're going to mess the schedule up, but we got to go, Gail. Thank you. I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to you, but during the Olympics, if we get an opportunity to talk to a gold medalist, we're going to do that. And we can't thank you for making the pivot and joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Love you so much. Thank you so much. We'll have to do it again. Let people call in and ask questions.
There you go.
All right. All right. Safe travels.
That is Gail Devers.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.